With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hello, we're here to discuss the Everton vs Middlesbrough game for the Fan Focus Reaction Podcast. I'm here with myself, Daz at EFC, and my two sons, Cole.
Hello.
And Tyler.
Hello.
We're all in agreement today that Idrissa Gueye was just different level. So good. He was outstanding.
He definitely did great.
Man of the match for all three of us, really.
Yeah, definitely.
I thought Gareth Barry was outstanding next to him. The pair of them are just mopping everything up. At the moment, it's all about them two in midfield. They're just stopping everything and making us play. But it was good. Good game. The atmosphere changed. It took the Middlesbrough goal, which, for me, where I was sat in the lower Gladys was a foul all day. I thought Stick Ellenberg had the ball in his hands. And he was bad, so he dropped the ball, and for me, it was a foul all day. But that seemed to change the crowd. The crowd went a bit, got up for it then. Sometimes it takes Everton to do something, or a good tackle, or a bad foul, or goal, for us to get into the game as fans. I think that was a turning point. And then from then, I could only see us winning. I couldn't see us getting... It's mad. Under the previous regime, I could have seen us get beat there easily because we'd have dilly-dallied with the ball at the back. But at the moment, we could go a goal, maybe two goals down, and I can't see us getting beat. Anything you want to say?
Barry did really good for his 600th cup appearance.
Appearance in his career, yeah.
He did really good, and scoring a goal as well was really good.
Yeah, good way to mark it, weren't it?
Yeah. Good way to remember. But Gueye at this match all day. Just amazing.
Doesn't stop, does he?
No.
So then, first goal for us, obviously, come from a corner. I think it was flicked on maybe by Williams. Saved, or was it deflected? Off the defender?
Yeah, I think it was deflected.
And fell to Barry. And he didn't seem to smash it, did he?
No, he hit it nicely.
Placed it, got his aim and passed it into the net. He didn't seem like leathery. And that sort of put the Middlesbrough on the back foot. And it was all about Everton then. Second goal was Roms, wasn't it? Or was it Seamus?
It was Roms.
Yeah.
I weren't sure at the time whether he got a touch on it or had it gone straight in from Balassi. I'm not sure now.
It was one because the ball came in from Balassi. One touched it with his foot. It bounced over the keeper and went in.
Did it? Yeah. It was wrong. So we weren't sure on that. And then Seamus with a typical Seamus goal cuts in and it was a so-called weaker left foot. And I thought today Gueye was brilliant. Barry was outstanding. I thought Seamus had a good goal. But at the moment I can't see us getting beat. It just seems to be one. Even if he were to go two goals down, I'd still be confident.
Definitely. I can see us winning.
What?
Taking over the Premier League.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
That's youth optimism.
I really, really believe in Koeman. I think he's going to get us far. He's going to get us lots of good stuff. I never really liked Martinez from the start. Like, he's nice as a person. As manager-wise, he's not that good.
No.
He just doesn't really know what he's doing.
And he gets the Belgium job. Poor Robin Kev. But and then second half, I think second half was just a professional performance, wasn't it?
Yeah, we did great.
We just kept the ball. Even though Middlesbrough had a bit more about them, I still don't think they hurt us or they had any real opportunities.
No.
I think it was just, that was just typical Everton under Koeman, just keeping the ball and seeing the game out. We didn't need to attack as intently. There was a few chances, but at the end of the day, we won. 3 points, second in the league, above the red shite.
Exactly.
It's nothing to moan about, really, is there? No. Just hope Ron just taking off precautionally, because that was the big worry for me. Deadline day, not getting a second striker in. I know we got Valencia in, but it doesn't really inspire me. But I'm dead again. Who am I to argue? Ronald Koeman likes him.
Yeah.
That's enough for me. Should we have a quick talk about Tuesday? Norwich.
All right.
What do you think? I
really think that we might be able to get to 2 or just about get in place number 1 to win the league.
Second?
Yeah.
Off to the youth. We haven't been tainted by Everton of the 90s. But Tuesday, we'll be sitting in the main stand for that one.
Yeah. We're definitely winning. We've won once against them 3-0.
And that was with a poor Everton at the time.
Yeah, but we've got a better Everton, so I think we smashed them at 6-0 or something.
6-0?
Yeah.
What do you reckon?
That would be 6-0.
You wouldn't 3-0.
I'd go back to about 3-0, 3-1.
I could see maybe Holgate coming back in, because Holgate was done well. I'm not sure if he'd come in as a back three, or maybe, probably won't be playing back three actually. But maybe give Seamus a rest, give Holgate a run out because he deserves it. I could see maybe Valencia starting to, as maybe more a precaution to protect Ron for the weekend.
Yeah, but
anyone else you can see coming in maybe?
If Jenny doesn't play, or
who Jack and Jenny might come in for?
It depends. If Lennon's playing and Blassie, it depends which one's more tired.
I can't see Lennon around the squad at the moment. I don't think he's... You know, he works hard, I can't see it. But maybe Tuesday's the game while he plays in.
Definitely. He might play, but definitely...
Molly?
Yeah.
Obviously, he'll keep Jackson Williams because they're settled.
Mm.
Yeah, but he should give Molly about 20 minutes of runabout. He deserves it, Just a little runabout.
Yeah.
And
then I can't see him. Maybe, what's the heck in the field? He won't drop Gay.
No, he's not dropping Gay.
Maybe Barry a rest?
Yeah, give Barry a rest.
For Cleverley, maybe?
Yeah.
Because obviously we haven't got McCarthy because he's injured.
But if we have McCarthy, we'd pick McCarthy.
Because he done that the last game, didn't he? Against Yeovil. Play McCarthy and rest of Barry. Because I think you ought to protect Barry.
Yeah.
Definitely. And then it'll be, what do you reckon? Jerry for Balassi or maybe Kev?
Yeah, I'd say Balassi because...
Did Balassi come off today, never did he?
No.
So
Kev.
Kev come off, so maybe Kev would play because he's had a bit more of a rest and give Balassi a rest because he played the full 90 today.
Yeah.
And then...
We could let Jerry play a full 90 instead of playing like 20 or 30 minutes or something.
Yeah. But that was it. I'm going to go and have my tea now. Because we've come back from the match with RT. So that was me, Darren, Daz at EFC.
Cole.
And
Tyler.
All talking about the Everton vs Middlesbrough game. Come on, you Blues.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.